This is the Mildred Gatta Show podcast, only on 105.9 KISS FM.
Well, this is one certainly that chimed around the nation this past week. A Democratic Michigan State Senator Tuesday went after one of her Republican colleagues who accused her of grooming children in a fundraising email. It's really crazy. I shouldn't say that, but it is crazy. The senator was Republican Senator Lana Thies, I believe it was. And I want you to hear, now this is the sound that chimed around the country, and that was the response of Senator Mallory McMorrow on what had been said about her.
I didn't expect to wake up yesterday to the news that the senator from the 22nd district had overnight accused me by name of grooming and sexualizing children in an email fundraising for herself. So I sat on it for a while wondering why me. And then I realized, because I am the biggest threat to your hollow, hateful scheme. Because you can't claim that you are targeting marginalized kids in the name of, quote, parental rights if another parent is standing up to say no. So then what? Then you dehumanize and marginalize me. You say that I'm one of them. You say she's a groomer. She supports pedophilia. She wants children to believe that they were responsible for slavery and to feel bad about themselves because they're white. Well, here's a little bit of background about who I really am. Growing up, my family was very active in our church. I sang in the choir. My mom taught CCD. One day, our priest called a meeting with my mom and told her that she was not living up to the church's expectations and that she was disappointing. My mom asked why. Among other reasons, she was told it was because she was divorced and because the priest didn't see her at Mass every Sunday. So where was my mom on Sundays? She was at the soup kitchen with me. My mom taught me at a very young age that Christianity and faith was about being part of a community, about recognizing our privilege and blessings and doing what we can to be of service to others, especially people who are marginalized, targeted, and who had less. Often unfairly. I learned that service was far more important than performative nonsense like being seen in the same pew every Sunday or writing Christian in your Twitter bio and using that as a shield to target and marginalize already marginalized people. I also stand on the shoulders of people like Father Ted Hesburgh, the longtime president of the University of Notre Dame, who was active in the civil rights movement, who recognized his power and privilege as a white man, a faith leader, and the head of an influential and well-respected institution, and who saw black people in this country being targeted and discriminated against and beaten, and reached out to lock arms with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. when he was alive, when it was unpopular and risky, and marching alongside them to say, "We've got you," to offer protection and service and allyship to try to right the wrongs and fix injustice in the world. So who am I? I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom who knows that the very notion that learning about slavery or redlining or systemic racism somehow means that children are being taught to feel bad or hate themselves because they are white is absolute nonsense. No child alive today is responsible for slavery. No one in this room is responsible for slavery. But each and every single one of us bears responsibility for writing the next chapter of history. Each and every single one of us decides what happens next and how we respond to history and the world around us. We are not responsible for the past. We also cannot change the past. We can't pretend that it didn't happen or deny people their very right to exist. I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom. I want my daughter to know that she is loved, supported, and seen for whoever she becomes. I want her to be curious, empathetic, and kind. People who are different are not the reason that our roads are in bad shape after decades of disinvestment, or that healthcare costs are too high, or that teachers are leaving the profession. I want every child in this state to feel seen, heard, and supported, not marginalized and targeted because they are not straight, white, and Christian. We cannot let hateful people tell you otherwise to scapegoat and deflect from the fact that they are not doing anything to fix the real issues that impact people's lives. And I know that hate will only win if people like me stand by and let it happen. So I want to be very clear right now. Call me whatever you want. I hope you brought in a few dollars. I hope it made you sleep good last night. I know who I am. I know what faith and service means and what it calls for in this moment. We will not let hate win.
Michigan State Senator Mallory Morrow joining the Mildred Gatta Show here this morning. McMorrow, let me say. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you accepting the invitation. And I want you to know I was out of state watching NBC Morning News. And that's how I found out about this story. Now, after you got PO'd here and discussed it with it and decided you were going to respond, did you think about calling an attorney, too?
You know, people have been asking me that, but where I've netted out at is that does nothing to protect the marginalized, particularly kids who are under attack by this rhetoric, because I might be able to file a lawsuit, but they can't. And I think the most powerful thing is for more people like me to stand up and take the hits, because then we take its power away.
Did you see this coming?
No, I didn't see the attack coming. I didn't see the response coming. This is not what I thought my week was going to be like when I woke up on Monday.
How old is your child?
She's one. She just turned one.
All right. The reason I asked that question was sometimes when these kinds of things happen, we have to have a meeting of the minds with our children to explain to them what people are doing and certainly why they were doing. What kind of responses have you received since this occurred?
You know, I warned my staff that we might get some blowback, but I have to tell you, I have been blown away. It has been overwhelmingly positive from people, not only in Michigan, but all around the country, all around the world, of all different backgrounds and faiths and political leanings, who just said, you are right. You know, you're standing up against hate, not against a political difference, and we need a lot more of it.
I would expect that you would have received that kind of response from around the world. You know, it's an interesting thing how people will take positions, and we've seen a lot of that coming out of Georgia, similar to what you've experienced, but they will take particular positions that are not based on fact. We all have opinions about things, but that are not factually based, and they just run with it. And you will see it, and you will hear it, and you will go, my goodness. But not enough people are willing to stand and say, this is wrong, you know, get out of here with that garbage or whatever. How has Michigan responded since this occurred?
It's been huge. You know, it's been really concerning to me because the Michigan Republican Party seems to have doubled down. So since this speech has gone viral, Senator Tice has sent multiple fundraising emails accusing me of lying in the speech and really saying, no, she is going to continue to stand up with parents. Tom Barrett, who's running for Congress, sent out an email with a fake link that said, your child has been scheduled for gender reassignment surgery. Click here. And it's just this fear-mongering, you know, and that link just went to his fundraising page. And it's devastating to me because if we don't put an end to it, then somebody's really going to get hurt.
You know, one of the things that's very real, and that is we live in a world, well, in this country, where people are basically surface oriented. They don't go deep enough to see what the real truth is. It's almost like microwave syndrome. And my question has to do with, how do we begin, or do you have any idea, to energize people to really look for the truth? Some of the stuff that we hear, we know it's insanity. We know it's false. But what's troubling is that too many Americans, and I guess based upon what the end game is for them, don't question the validity of statements and words that are being used. The fact that a person can make those kinds of statements regarding the gender assignment of your child and say, click on this link and donate money is ought to trouble everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was a very intentional reason that multiple times in my speech, you know, I identified myself. I'm a straight, white, Christian suburban mom, because I think too often we're painted into these little boxes instead of going deeper and finding the ways that we're actually a lot more similar. You know, I think that we want good things for our kids. I want my daughter to know people who look and sound and have very different backgrounds than she is, not to marginalize them, but to see that we're a lot more similar than we are different, and to understand, you know, her place in the world and see injustice and want to try to fix it. So, you know, for me, it's, we have to build trust with each other first as people. And that's really hard in the political climate that we live in right now, but we have to, because otherwise, you know, the message that the attack against me sent was, you're clearly not one of us. You're one of them if you dare to stand up with them. And I wanted to take my own identity back.
As we move forward in this state, our children have a lot to deal with, as is the case with parents, a lot of choices to make. How do we, from your perspective, protect them and energize them to want the best and to do the best?
We have to listen to kids a lot more. You know, before all of this blew up the way it did, I visited a high school in my district on Monday and talked to a group of students, you know, 14, 15, 16. And when you sit and you talk to kids, they're so much more aware than I think a lot of adults give them credit for. And they want to know where injustice is. They see diversity. They see complex issues and they want to solve them. And I think where kids are really struggling right now is adults are putting up a wall and saying, no, 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 we have to protect you from the world. You don't get to know about these things. And kids are really struggling because they want to know. They want to be a part of a solution. They want to talk to, you know, mental health professionals and deal with all these things and help each other. So I think it would serve a lot of us in these positions better if we listened to kids with open ears and gave them the information and knowledge and support that they want.
Republicans, and I often talk about this, I don't care how false or how truthful, how bizarre a position or a statement is, when a Republican sends it out, you can talk to a Republican anywhere in America, any corner of this country, and they're all on the same message. They don't. I mean, some stuff is so bizarre. You go, okay. But they're all on message. The Democrats have been so busy being polite and not going after this foolishness. You know, sometimes you wonder how much or how hard do the Democrats want to win? Because we've seen what false language, what hate speak and all of this stuff does in this country. We saw it over the last 4 years. What's wrong with the Democrats? Why aren't they mad enough to fight? Why don't they just start kicking a little butt to give people a little faith in their ability? Does it make sense?
Yeah. So look, I was mad. I wanted to fight back. And somebody, I heard this analogy once that if Republicans and Democrats are sitting down at the table playing a game of checkers, Democrats are still trying to play by the rules when Republicans have set the house on fire. And that's what it feels like a lot of times is, you know, we are still trying to play by the rules. And I think it's because a lot of Democrats that I know fundamentally believe in our system and our government and what the founding fathers set up for us. But the rules have changed and we have to respond in kind. And my hope is that I've encouraged, again, a lot more people like me who are not members of marginalized communities to call hate what it is, you know, not get into the weeds about should we talk about critical race theory and you know, LGBTQ issues and these complex social issues when we should be talking about the economy. No, call hate hate. Get mad and then point out that it's just deflecting from the fact that Republicans don't have any actual solutions to the things that people really do care about.
You know, I certainly appreciate that response, because Albert Einstein was the one who said the way of thinking that brought me to where I am today has created a new set of problems that way of thinking cannot solve. And you are correct when you say the rules have changed, and the change has impacted all Americans, not Republicans and not just Democrats, but the changes have impacted all Americans. I certainly hope, and I know that a lot of others hope, that your standing up and fighting back will energize some other people to do the same thing. And somehow we can energize other folk to just stand on principle and truth and not allow these people who choose to be in another place that's not conducive to the growth of this country and growth of us as Americans. And I want to thank you so very, very much for coming on the show this morning. And what would you like to leave with our audience?
I would like to leave it. So I talked to my mom a lot this week because, you know, she wanted to get her mama bear claws out and fly out here and find out.
I bet she did.
But, you know, one of the things, she got to a much better place by the end of the week, I think, when she saw the response in me. But she said, and this is what I hope the takeaway is, Mal, it's not going to mean anything if a bunch of people watch your speech and they don't do anything. This is only going to matter if a lot more people who look like you and who are not targeted like you stand up, find their voice, and do the same thing. So that's what we need, is everybody else to stand up and support people who we can't be asking to just defend their own right to exist anymore.
Senator Mallory McMorrow, it has certainly been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the Mildred Gattis Show, and we will be watching you.
Thank you for having me. Happy Sunday.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much. Michigan Senator Mallory McMorrow, and if you didn't know her before this situation, you certainly know her now. I mean, her speech has gone around the country, around the world, and it made a whole lot of people feel pretty good.
Thank you for listening to the Mildred Gattis Show podcast, only on 105.9 KISS FM Detroit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.